Time for some basketball talk. John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast with us. Hello there, John.
Hello there, John.
Hey.
Well, I'm still trying to recover from last night between the Patriots game and the Celtics game. I'm not feeling great today.
Boston Pro Sports versus Chicago did not go well. Chicago takes this one.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about that Celtics game last night. Was it proof, as you pointed out in your piece today, that there's just no room for messing around in the NBA?
No, there's too much parity, and you go into Chicago and you think they're a team that's still trying to figure themselves out. They've got some good talent, but they're on the lower end of the East playoff contenders, and especially after that first 8 minutes or so, you think, all right, we see how this is going. Everybody understands how this is going. We're just going to, cruise here. But you just can't give a team life over the course of a 48-minute game. It's too many twists and turns, and all it takes is one little change in momentum. And if you're not willing to do the things that it takes to get that back, that's what happens. You play 8 minutes. There are 40 minutes left, and that's a lot of basketball. Celtics, they got away from what they were doing, and it burned them.
Well, and especially on the defensive side of things, it was very non-Celtics-like D.
Yeah, they're really struggling in the pick and roll. Was just rewatching some of that, especially that first half disaster. It's not great right now. They're trying some things. They're trying what's called a drop coverage, where Al Horford or the big kind of when the other team sets the pick, is just dropping back and trying to prevent the ball handler from getting into the lane. They're doing a decent job of it, but also that lets a team walk into some open shots, and that's how DeMar DeRozan gets going, and that's how Ayo Dosunmu gets going, and that starts the ball rolling. And then later on, after the Celtics started missing some shots, they really started to get blown by on defense. They looked like they were standing still, and they let a lot of guys just get past that initial point of the defense. It was kind of a mess all the way around. You give up 120 points to the Chicago Bulls, especially getting outscored so badly by their bench, which is not a great bench. That's a sign of some defensive issues that need to get cleaned up. Obviously, getting Robert Williams back will help that, but the point of attack, the guard play, the perimeter defense has been just kind of terrible to start the season, and their offense has been bailing them out. In this game, they got cold and they got frustrated, and there was no offense to bail them out. And you saw full on how bad this defense has been playing.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. Do we know yet the particulars of what happened to get Joe Mazzulla tossed out of the game?
No, I mean, they put out the last 2 minute report, and they said that he was warned to not come out onto the floor, and he did, and so we got a technical foul, and then afterwards he stayed on the floor and was. They said he was using some language. Mazzulla said he wasn't. It feels like those were two quick technical fouls. I don't think Greg Popovich gets thrown out of that game like that. I mean, you've got to be trying. You've got to be using some choice language, and Mazzulla said he didn't. So that was, I think, a little bit too quick of a technical to get him ejected.
As we look through the first four games of the season, put it into perspective here, what's been going well? What have you been pleased with for the Celtics through four games?
I think, in general, the ball movement has been great. I think Jason Tatum has obviously been a highlight. He's been attacking generally pretty well. I've loved how he's been going north-south, attacking the front of the rim, and really just being aggressive. We saw it early in that game last night, the cutting, just getting some easy baskets. His percentages at the rim have been amazing, about 20 points higher than usual, which don't know if that's going to stick around for the entirety of the season, but the way he's playing stylistically, I think that's going to be something that can, at least his percentage at the rim in that restricted area, can be higher than it has in the past. So I've liked that. I've liked the way they've moved the ball. They have generated a lot of assists. And I like the way they play with pace. They generally are pushing the ball, getting easy baskets. That's an easy way to get guys going. So aside from the kind of stagnation they experienced in Chicago, and maybe you can chalk that up to third game in four nights. Sometimes that's going to happen in those situations. But I think the ball movement, the pace, the aggressiveness across the board, but especially with Jason Tatum, has been great.
What do you think of the way Joe Mazzulla has used his bench so far?
I think the bench rotation has been okay. You know, there's some options that he, like a Noah Vonleh, that some days you're going to be, it's going to look great. And then against Chicago, he was maybe the worst player on the floor. And you just don't know what you're going to get from time to time. I don't understand why he's not using Luke Kornet. I don't get it. I know he hurt his ankle and maybe he fell behind, but it just feels like there's some opportunity there for him to pick up some minutes, especially in a game against Chicago that they needed somebody at the rim with some kind of height, some kind of rim protection. So that is, question that one a little bit. But otherwise, Brogdon has been really good. Mm. Grant has been really good, generally speaking, aside from last night. I think last night was just an off night for a lot of guys. But that Brogdon-led second unit with Grant, and you hope that Hauser can show a little bit more defensively as the season goes on. He hit a couple of shots against Chicago, but then he got picked on a little bit defensively. I think the bench has been a strength. I was a little surprised at how bad it looked against Chicago, but I think the bench has been pretty strong for the Celtics.
Man, as you pointed out, a Boston Sports Journal, they don't have a guy who can do some of the things that Robert Williams could do for them.
Yeah, they're just going to have to figure out something in the next 2 months. And hopefully it's 2 months and not three. But I think they're missing a lot with Rob. He's just offensively, obviously, he's not going to give – they don't have anybody they could just run a lob to. Defensively, the way they're playing the pick and roll, like I said, with the drop coverage, normally you just have Al Horford play up closer to, we call it to the level of the screen. So when Zach LaVine, let's say, turns the corner, Al Horford's right there. And when you let the rolling big man for the other team catch the ball in the middle of the lane, well, normally Robert Williams will be there. And the rolling big man's going to say, oh, I don't want any piece of that, and I'm just going to move the ball and pass it, and just everybody can come back and recover. And that's Celtics defense. You have Noah Vonleh back there and you try that. Zach LaVine or Nikola Vucevic is going to say, oh, all right, put on my bib. It's time to feast. So I just don't think that they have that ability. And you can see that's part of their defensive struggles. And honestly, I think there's just a little bit of the perimeter guys feel like they can be aggressive sometimes and go for certain plays that in the past they'd say, oh, well, Rob's behind there. And they got to remember, Rob's not behind you. Rob's not there to bail you out. So you just got to be more on point on the perimeter. So they do miss Robert Williams. Last night might have been the most obvious game of the season so far, where they very clearly miss Robert Williams.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, the Locked On Celtics podcast. John, thanks as always. Have a good week, and we'll catch you next Tuesday.
All right. Talk to you then.